Hello and welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. This is episode 535. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the TheKevinMiller.com. Jump and press circle button, Kevin. What? Hi. Yeah, there he is.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I was going to say you look a lot like Jimmy Kimmel.
My preschool teachers today, the ones that teach my kids.
I was going to say, what? How old are you?
They thought I was 50.
Did they really?
Yeah, they thought I was. Well, they said that she made a joke that he's 50. She's like, is he really 50? Mm-hmm, but not like, he's not 50. You know, kind of thing. Then they were shocked to find out that I was younger than them. That's the thing.
I just had that moment with somebody on Sunday, and I said something about how I was 35, and this guy goes, oh, man, I just can't believe that you're younger than me. Yeah. And I was like, okay, hold on. What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, exactly. That is a phrase that has never broken good for anyone, ever.
Because here's what it has to mean, is that you think I'm older than you because of the way I look.
That's
the only way it can break.
Only justification.
Because I don't act old. It's not like I, or my references are super old, or that I'm particularly accomplished. Mm-mm. Or something. It'd be different if I had a couple of PhDs behind me. Yep. Then I'd be like, yeah, I get that. That's weird. But to just look at me and be like, it's so weird that you're older, younger than me.
It's got to be the beard and the fact that you have a few gray hairs in your beard.
I can't stop that. There's nothing to be done about that.
For me, I know it's my gray hair. I know that has, 90% to do with it. In my opinion, maybe I have an aged face or whatever, but somebody said, well, you look great for 50. Like, they were trying to backpedal by saying, well, you look great, though, if you're 50. Like, and I go, yeah, any 34-year-old would look great for 50. That's the idea, you see.
They did not honestly think you were 50.
Yeah, they thought I was close.
They
thought Natalie was my trophy wife.
What?
They were shocked to find out we were high school sweethearts.
No.
That was my day.
That sucks for you. That's a terrible day, my friend. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, it's funny, but I guess that could transition us into the entertainment center. Kick in the nitro. That was my Vin Diesel. That's good. Not right. That's a demon. He's more like, kick in the nitro. Like,
you care too much.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel can barely bother to move his face.
Kick in the nitro.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. Yeah.
Kick in the nitro. Yeah. We're fast and furious. That's
like McDonald's.
You guys still, if anybody who, any of our listeners that live in Los Angeles, I have now become a fan of the Kevin and Bean Show. And I,
how have you not been since you first?
I know. It's now led me to listen to Hollywood Babylon, which is Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman's podcast.
Yep.
And he does Harrison Ford on both shows. And it's funny. It's just.
Wait, is Kevin Smith Kevin of Kevin and Bean?
No.
Don't be stupid.
But he, his Harrison Ford is just,
sounds about right.
Just grunting and barely enunciating. Yep. But I have received, as we talked about, I think last time on the show, I got Last of Us. I broke down.
Last of Us!
And I just bought it, and I started playing it, and my golly gosh, does it not disappoint.
Does it not disappoint? Okay, there's a lot of negatives there.
It is a very fun. Here's the thing. Last of Us, and I look forward to the email from whoever it was that got angry at us that we said that that Walking Dead game shouldn't have gotten all the praise it got. Last of Us is what The Walking Dead should have been.
Wow. All
right. It is an unbelievably compelling story. Mm-hmm. It is beautiful to look at. And it is still simplistic in its gameplay, at least thus point. I'm about 41% through the game.
Oh, okay.
I've played it for 2 days. 2 days.
Your children have been taking their own baths.
No, I was gone on the road. But I was just like, oh my gosh, it is just so nice. It's just so, and it's so much fun. There's stealth elements and there's repercussions. And there's my only hang up with it is that you always have a partner in crime or two. And the unfortunate part about it is that they can't have that AI of that partner work out without it constantly exposing you to the other people. So the guys
you have to press down.
No, not even.
No, that's you just press down.
Oh, if I do that, then they'll
get
down?
Yeah, yeah.
They're constantly running around, and the guys never see them.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, but as long as you're hidden, then you're fine. And then there's also an element where you can, there's like a crate in the middle of the room that you can, you could literally do like, I remember whenever you play tag, you would hide on either side of a tree or something.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You could slowly walk around, and the guys don't notice you crawling around, and then you come up behind them and strangle them.
Mm.
That is unbelievably unfairly nitpicky for me to even point out, these are kind of some flaws.
Yeah.
It is such an awesome game. The person who wrote on our Facebook page, I think it was, said that you would like it, it's not zombie people.
That was my question.
It's infected people, and it is, but no, it is not a game for Kevin Miller.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it is not. It is. They aren't really zombies. What it is, it's actually a really interesting spin on a zombie-esque thing, which I think adds to the game a lot. Evidently, there was some disease. I don't know exactly what happened.
Like in I Am Legend?
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. That just came out. And that so you get it, mm-hmm. and then you become zombie-esque, but you're more of like an extreme schizophrenic. Like they just go, how and then they just want to eat you. Like, when they get you, they want to eat you.
I don't see how that's not a zombie.
Because they are not undead. If you if you kill a person, they don't come back as infected.
I see.
So, but if one of the infected people bites you, you do become infected.
See, it's just zombies. It's just zombies.
Not zombies. Zombies are undead. These guys are infected with... This is where that person is right. The only thing that they are wrong about is it is not a game for you.
It's just a technicality. Because the thing is... that we have to agree on is that zombies aren't real. So the idea that something is undead is just another word for it.
I feel for you and your family when the zombie apocalypse happens.
See, it's not a thing. Because the idea of...
I will be sad for you.
Because the zombies...
Know that when I roll out of here with my wooden stakes that I've now attached and fitted to my minivan...
That's vampires, bro.
No. You mow them down and you pick them up like spikes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm
when
sorry.
You have to drive
You're
through
right.
them.
I'm sorry. Yep.
And you grab them, then they become a buffer for you.
Yep.
When the reinforced plate glass comes to replace all those chintzy windows that anybody could just punch something through.
Have you ever watched like the first Night of the Living Dead?
Yeah,
the like black and white movie that started the
maybe
whole
not.
Craze.
Maybe
yeah.
not.
That movie is.
I remember watching Night of the Living Dead, but the sequels were funny. Like they went,
sequels are funny.
They made fun
but
of
the movie that starts it all, that starts this concept. I saw it in film school. Haunting.
Yeah, see,
haunting. This girl, like all the like cool zombie stuff. It all comes back to this movie, and all the things that are drawn out of it are all in there. And this girl that they're trying to protect becomes zombie, and then she eats her mom's heart, and she's got these like dark rings, and there's this amazing black and white shot, and she's just like, it is not okay. It is not okay.
That's probably true. good. I wanted to do. Oh, did it stop? Why is that not working? I want to do this while you're talking about all this. Aww. I bought a timer and then didn't use it.
It's okay. It was hiding behind the cup.
So anyway, so my point, though, is that the way that this works.
Talk about the gameplay.
The gameplay?
Yeah. What is it? A first-person shooter, third-person shooter?
Third person. It's not a shooter. There's shooting elements, but it's more of like an adventure game. It's Uncharted in its style of gameplay, and
so
it's also
like
not a
gunplay.
Yeah, there's gunplay, but there's a lot of stealth elements. Like, what I think is a really interesting dynamic of the gameplay is that you have, like, so you have to go through, and there's enemies that are in this area, right? Mm-hmm. And you could choose to either bypass them entirely, if you could figure that out. Some of them, that may not be an option.
Cloak of invisibility.
You're right. And then but in this Unreal world, they don't have that.
What the?
Yeah. I know.
But it's not a zombie movie.
Or you could just pull out a gun and go sick on these guys. Or
if
what
you
I,
have the skill.
Or you could do what I've decided to do, and I go through and pick them off one by one. I'm very Navy SEALish in the way I like to play the game.
That's good.
And then
that
I get frustrated
forever.
When they...
It takes forever.
But there's
to
do a fun element. Like, I like... It's a puzzle part of the game where you hold down R2 on the PlayStation. Oh, it's only for PlayStation, I guess.
Yeah, correct.
So you hold down R2, And it kind of goes into like a negative, like a black and white.
Yeah.
And that's him listening. And so he kind of focuses in and you can hear, only if they're talking or moving, you can hear him and see kind of an idea of where they are through objects and stuff. So you could kind of watch guys as they're walking around and get a feel
like Batman.
Yeah. You could get a feel for where they are and what their movements are and then go, okay, this is a path I can kind of use to, like, you take down one guy and go, okay, nobody saw me. All right, this guy's the next one. I'll go get him.
How's the performances?
The acting is incredible.
Is it really?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what does that mean, acting is incredible?
The voice acting is awesome.
They're live actors.
They are real actors?
It's mocap.
No, I don't know. To me, it honestly looks like it could be. Here's the thing. Mocap, to me, on the face stuff, makes a person look soulless and dead.
Yeah.
So, to me, I feel like this is very well animated.
But the,
I feel like
the animation, the body, the scenes are blocked out, just like in Uncharted. They have...
Yes, it is, very, it is very Uncharted-esque.
Yeah. All the stuff, all the leaps and whatever, they do that stuff. All the fighting, the crouching, the jumping.
But see, in Uncharted, yeah, that's all the acting, and then they just animate the face?
A little. It's a little bit of both. Like, they probably sweeten the face.
Because
the,
it is. It's like, I remember thinking, going, there's like moments with just like subtle eyelid movements and that you get like, that people aren't saying anything, and I go, man, these animators are really helping these actors out.
That's probably mocap.
Really, really well. What else was I going to tell you about the gameplay? I think that's it. I think it covered all of it. Oh, it is motion capture.
I know it is. Oh, you didn't believe me?
No, I thought you asked me.
No, I was telling you.
Oh, I thought you said, is it mocap?
No, I said, it's mocap.
Oh.
Roll it back the tape!
I can't. Not interested. Well, they have like a cool, there's a cool YouTube video if you could see somebody acting out the scenes. Last of Us motion. Watch, this is going to be funny if it spoils it for me.
Everybody dies.
Why did I do that?
We're infected by zombie serum.
Oh, we were right all along. Oh, the safe house. I think I've done this mission.
Action.
I see they're mic'd. That's what it sounds like. They're really close.
Oh my gosh, I played this scene.
It's all mime.
Man, that was close.
Man, that guy they made look just like that guy.
There it is.
Ellie. Hey, what are you... Joel?
Bill!
What are you doing?
Bill!
Let me go!
Turn around and get on your knees.
Just calm down a second.
Turn around
All right.
and get on your knees! Don't test me!
Just take it easy.
You got any bites?
No.
Anything sprouting?
Oh, God damn it, I'm clean!
Well, if I see so much as a twitch... Ow! Stop!
Son of a bitch!
It's sort of like playing, like pretending.
You done?
They're LARPing.
Am I done?
Yeah.
They're LARPing with amazing
you
voices.
Come into my house.
It's pretty great.
I got to be honest, what we just saw on YouTube, the game is 10,000 times better.
Yeah, because there's no drama to what we're seeing right now.
It's very, very awkward looking.
These are all very professional, high-level actors, but I
they
feel
are very
like
good at what
high
they're
schoolers
doing.
Could do what we just saw.
That No, I don't think high schoolers could do it. They're very good at what they're doing, but in my opinion, that makes me never want to do voice acting again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I could bring a lot to a room by talking into a microphone and conveying emotion and stuff like that. But if you ask me to do that and the other stuff, it would be too challenging for me. That would be way too much. I would look like an asshole. I really honestly think, because I've been lucky enough to book work doing voiceover stuff, and I think it's... But meanwhile, I've been to probably 100 commercial auditions since I moved to Los Angeles and had my agent, and yet didn't book anything. Maybe three. I think I booked three. And I always tanked. Everything was horrible. And I think it's because my physical acting, anybody who saw my Drive Time commercial saw me do that. Joseph Bears was making fun of me.
Yeah.
It's like when I did the jump with the fireworks, I thought I was getting like a foot and a half vertical leap.
Yeah.
3 inches.
Yeah.
Like I'm just I'm not aware of myself physically.
Right now you're moving the whole time you're talking. Are you aware of that?
No, I did not know.
Are you serious?
I know it's moving my hand.
No, your legs were shaking the entire
time. Oh, really?
Your whole body was wiggling the whole time you told that story.
I'm not aware.
You're like
what my body is doing.
This is what your body sounded like. This is what just happened.
But my mouth knows to stay right here. See, I can turn my head sideways. People don't even know. My mouth knows what's up. My mouth is the only thing good about me.
So Last of Us, good. Buy it.
Oh, yeah. I
What's
would definitely,
it worth?
Here's the thing. I want to say this, too, is that for anybody who wants to recommend a game to Kevin, anything that scares him is a negative. That's a no-go for launch. there's a scary element to this game, and so that's why he's a no-go. But there, so I want to say it real quick, is that an interesting thing about this infected thing, you start off crazy, and over years, you become, there's a, the next level is you become a clicker, is what they call it,
that's
and they
cool.
can't see, they use echolocation, and it almost looks like barnacles grow out of these people's faces.
Cool.
And clickers are things you can only, you have to have a shiv that you make stuff, like you have to collect all these items and scavenge like you're in a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
And we're 20 years into this disease breaking.
Yeah.
You see a little cold open where everything goes to hell. And then the game picks up again 20 years later. It's just, it's incredible. And then there's the one that called bloaters, which I guess are the longest that they've been infected. And they actually throw like little spores. And then there's another thing where they die and they sprout these, it looks like a sea anemone, and they spread spores to infect more people.
Ah, sure.
So when you walk through the spores,
like
you have
parasite.
To wear a gas mask.
I got it.
It's a really interesting world. I'm excited to
it looks,
more
it sounds
into
cool.
It. Yeah.
If it was less horror-leaning,
you would love
all
it.
The sci-fi stuff sounds
Oh my
great.
Gosh, yeah, you would love it. If it wasn't for the fact that there are scary things trying to eat you.
I don't mind intense drama situations.
That like, is, this is, here's the
like
thing.
Like the scenes I've seen where they're like, it's post-apocalyptic and resources are thin. So man turns on man. I find that fascinating.
If you could play this game and never get killed, you would be fine.
Interesting.
Because it's the deaths
it's
that
a,
are like gory.
It's a scary statement.
Yeah, it's because the clicker comes at you and you're running and you kind of have a freak out moment like, you're trying to reload your shotgun. And then once it gets at you, then it goes into this animation of it like biting off half your neck.
Well, how about this? I'll play the game.
Uh-huh.
And if I die,
cover your eyes.
I'll just go, and I'll stop playing.
Yeah. Perfect. You'll play it in real time.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm dead.
What a horrible way to play video games, though. Like
that's like, do you remember the old Addams Family game on
no,
the Nintendo?
No.
It toted itself that it was mind crunchingly difficult. And if you said, and it said this in the commercial, I'll never forget because I thought this was a terrible idea. If you make even one mistake, you start all over again. That was the entire game.
Welcome to hell.
Why play this game? I have no idea. Addams Family, Uncle Fester.
Here's what we have on the docket. We
want
to talk about what you have to play, and then we also have Mr. Johnson to call in about League of Legends.
Yeah, last time we hung out together, I made the call and said, if you play League of Legends, we want to hear from you. So Johnson said he would.
So he's
going to
be, is he in our sandbox? Or is
he's here in the entertainment center.
He's in the entertainment center with us, so he's just going to talk about what he's playing.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can't get him on the horn live. He just called us.
And we were like, listen, guy.
We were like, hey, we're in
we
the
call
middle
you.
Of All a right. conversation.
This is a live-to-tape program.
I don't know. Is this fun? Because I really like this element.
Hello?
Hello, Jimmy. This is Justin from the Gamerland podcast.
How did you guys know you were doing British? How did you just...
We work things out.
Oh, that's cute.
We text each other. Hello, Jimmy. Can you hear us?
No.
Wait, seriously? You can't hear us? Hold on. How about now?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I was like,
I'm being facetious.
Well, thank you. No time for bits.
Jimmy,
you...
your avatar on Skype is...
Yeah, let's buckle up, Captain. I'm a girl in every game ever.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. What am I looking at?
You're looking at the derpiest Penelope drawn in the history of mankind.
Derpiest.
What's a derpy?
Derp. Okay, so...
it's a millennial
are you
thing.
Asking what derp means?
Yeah. Here's all the listeners that listen to the show, we have a what I would call a subsect of a core group of hardcore fans that you and I have interacted with via Skype and other like, for instance, I've had a delicious barbecue with Jimmy. Him and Ryan came out to see me at one of my shows in Alabama. And... I will occasionally, if I'm on the road, will pop on and just start talking to them, and I instantly feel like a grandpa. Like the old man who's retired, and I know nothing about anything. They're like, all that is it's 20 minutes of them going, have you heard of this? Have you heard of this? How about this?
Wait, Justin, you haven't heard of this?
I have not heard of derp, no. I know what twerking is. Does that make me cool at all?
Okay, Justin, do you watch South Park at all?
No.
No? Okay, then that's why you haven't heard.
Oh, okay.
Do
you know what this is, Kevin?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it originated from South Park, but it's basically a word to describe something that looks retarded.
Oh, okay. That's fair. I would much rather use the word derp than retarded, I think.
But it's grown past the, like, it's got a lot of it's got a verb element to it. You can derp things, you can be derping.
I can retard them?
Yeah, exactly. It's morphed into
something
that's like...
So you make things dumb?
Yeah.
It's a millennial thing.
What's a millennial thing? I know nothing.
Jimmy, when were you born?
Oh, I see.
Okay, I'm going to have to remain on my iPad for just a couple more minutes than millennial. I thought. My computer's pulling this derpy error that it has. Oh my God, I hate it when this goes that. I have this problem with the touch keys at the top of my computer where the volume just turns itself up and down, but down faster than up. So it just constantly goes down and like makes this clicking noise that drives you insane.
I haven't heard a clicking noise, but, you lost me on everything you were just saying. Remember, I don't know what derping is or what your millennial fashions are.
Why you twerk and care.
Yeah.
Or why you play League of Legends.
Why all you kids are shaking your asses together while playing RPGs.
Why do you play League of Legends?
Yeah, let's get into that, Jimmy.
Okay.
That means go.
Is he telling us? about League of Legends? How long have you been playing League of Legends?
Am I answering questions or am I the Bible of League of Legends here?
A little bit of both. How long have you been playing League of Legends?
I have been playing League of Legends for about a year.
And what brought you into the world of League of Legends?
I was out at my buddy's. They were having a party out there at their river house. It just happened to be.
I'm sorry. What? I'm not familiar with the term river house.
I have a friend who is from Knoxville, Tennessee, but we go to the university together at University of Alabama, and he's in the. University of Alabama Ballroom Dance Club. Yes, this is random, but I promise it has a purpose. He invited me out to his dance club's party because he knew that I lived in Muscle Shoals, and that I was just like, yeah, sure, I'll show up. And then he showed me this game, League of Legends. I'm like, this looks really cool. It looks like, you know, it looks like it combines my favorite aspects of Age of Empires and takes out my least favorite aspects of Age of Empires and puts those in place with my favorite elements from World of Warcraft. And he's like, yeah, basically, that's it. So,
and what are those elements that you don't desire in Age of Empires?
Well, I'm horrible at resource. Managing more than one resource and buildings.
Okay, so the base building, resource management, but it's all conflict. War.
Right.
Got it.
Did
we just go outside?
I would be that kid that was like, I'm going to turn on every single cheat, including that one that gives you and every other faction instant regeneration and instant unit creation and never win the game.
Got it. So now you've played it for a year. How tough is your character or characters?
Well, The game doesn't revolve around you controlling one character, so to speak. It does in a sense. When you go into the game, you choose a champion. There are over 150 champions that you can choose from in the game, and your team can only have 5 of them at one time on a team.
How many people are on one team?
So, the main mode of League of Legends is 5v5 on a team.
Got it. And so you choose one champion to represent.
You choose one champion, and that champion has a specific type of, you know, moves or that fall under, you know, a certain category of a role.
But as you play, you level up your champion.
Yes, you can reach a maximum level of 18 with your champion while in game.
I see.
And a lot of times, it won't even happen that you get to 18. Most of the time it will, but sometimes you will be in the game and you will either lose or be victorious before you get level 18 on your champion. And that's what I was going to get into is that they each champion has a certain type of, you know, attribute to it. Like if you go into the store to look at a champion, you can see where it has its attributes listed as like carry or jungler or support, and those roles define how that champion really in like the professionals would play that champion. I'll just describe one of the roles for you.
Those three roles or are there more?
No, there's more. There's some advanced roles called, those are the three basics.
Did the carry champion have blood poured on her at her prom?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Suck on that, millennial. That's going to be funny when you call it Chloe Moretz.
I get it, because my dad poisoned me with a lot of things.
Oh, too real.
I go to a Godzilla convention every year.
Thank you for that fun fact.
This is why I'm such a huge fan of Jimmy. I'm sorry, Jimmy, I interrupted your flow. Go ahead. So you were explaining each of the roles, right?
Oh, my God, check this. Anyway, they,
are you ever just doing one thing at one time, or is that a millennial thing?
I'm trying to reboot my computer, and now it's doing that stupid thing where it has to check the disk. So maybe 10 more minutes before I'm able to be in with clear voice. How's my voice quality, by the way? Is it?
That's great.
Yeah, it's
you
good.
Sound good. Sing a little. Okay. Give us a little something. That's perfect. Yeah, it's good.
All right, now go back and do it again, but have fun with it.
The role I was going to describe was the role of a carry. What defines any character as a carry is that they must be, they must have an auto attack that is ranged.
Okay.
And the attack damage carry, as that's the full name of the role. The attack damage carry always goes on the bottom side of the screen to protect the bottom side of the map for your side of the team. Mm-hmm. Or for your side of the field.
Yep.
And it's his job to get as many kills as possible, because when you get kills in the game, you earn gold. And gold buys you items. Items get you your strength and upgrades. And thus, the more items you have, the stronger that you get. Mm-hmm. And it's very unlike World of Warcraft in the sense that every time that you die, it's a very repercussive game. If you die, you have consequences to face, because now you died against somebody, that person's just gotten stronger, and you have to face them again. You have to go back and be with that same person in the lane.
Which is true, those repercussions you described in Warcraft 3, which is where League of Legends was born out of.
I've never had a chance to play Warcraft 3, but I've always wanted to.
Yeah, it's because it's like a 10-year-old game.
Hey, I'm a fan of all the old games. Look,
you play Age of Empires, so...
Yeah, I play Age of Empires. I was just looking up some YouTube videos the other day, and I had no idea that there was an NES version of Dragon's Lair.
Yes, there was.
And sorry. Then I found that out, and I was like, yeah, this is not Dragon's Lair, but good job putting the title on it.
You don't know it, but you just made Kevin check his disc, because we both have had moments where people have called us old recently.
Yeah,
You just said, I just found out something that is a part of our childhood.
If I said the words Coleco to you, does that resonate?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
It's like the Bronze Age would resonate with us.
I didn't know how distant it was from reality.
The Coleco is the same to them as Leonardo da Vinci's helicopter would be.
I see. Yeah. It works, but not
company,
really.
Right?
So you said there are 150 champions to select from. You get three to choose from initially when you download the game.
You personally get one.
One.
And everybody on your team, all five people on your team get one champion.
I'm sorry, but you have to purchase access to those champions, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
But the you can choose. It is a technical free online game.
Yes, it is free.
It takes a while to generate your in-game currency, but if you spend them wisely, I've never played actively more than 10 of the champions. It's really hard to get the mastery of any champion, let alone 150. There are some people that do it. It's like they. I don't know when the last time they saw the sun was.
Okay, so...
there's some people that are just actually incredibly good at it. But for a normal gamer, it would take a long time just to master one of the champions. And if you find one that you truly enjoy, you're going to want to play it for a while. And then when you have, a taste of, I'm getting a little bit bored with this, let me try a different playstyle. If you've really been having a good time with that champion, you're going to have generated a lot of the in-game currency, which is called influence points.
Ah.
You're going to have generated a good bit of those, and you can there are several levels of champion costs, because, you know, they range from very cheap to really expensive. They range from 450 influence points to 6,300 influence points.
Oh, wow.
6,300 influence points takes a long time to generate. Now, those are the ones that generally go on sale for the real-world currency, which are called Riot Points.
Ah, and that's how they switch over.
That's where people capitalize on the fact that they can go get Riot Points. Those champions then come on sale, and you pay about half to 75% sometimes for those champions.
Now, clearly you were the right man for the job. You know a lot about the game. How many hours do you think you have played League of Legends in the past year? And why is AT&T bothering us?
It's the T-jingle. Duh.
I'm sorry. Why is the T-Mobile lady bothering us?
I don't know. That was one of my fraternity brothers calling me. But I can call him back later.
Yeah, you can.
Bro.
Bro.
So, yeah, how many hours do you think you've played LOL?
I have he's calling me back again.
Fascinating radio.
I have probably logged in about 150 hours.
All right. Okay, so yeah.
At the point that I got into it, he had already logged in 100 hours. Hold on.
Just take the phone call!
It's really important.
Poor Jimmy. Oh, that's funny. Jimmy, are you still there?
I think he put us on mute. That's fair. When Jimmy comes back, we're going to find out more about League of Legends.
What I want to ask him is I want him to do a comparison of, like, if you like this game, then you probably should check out League of Legends. If you don't like this game or this game, then don't do that. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to hum the entire time and see if he notices.
Well, I did some images because I wanted to get an idea of what it looked like, so an image search, and it seems to me that there are a lot of pretty ladies in this game that like to show their midriffs. Some of them put on cat paws of some kind.
The players or the characters?
Well, that's what I want to know. It's like, are these champions, do you know enough that if these champions I'm looking at are things that people create, or they just buy them and
you
play
buy
as
them.
Them?
Yeah, you play
as them. Oh, I see. So you choose a champion that they've pre-created, mm-hmm. and you get all their powers.
So what Jimmy doesn't know, what I was describing, is that World of Warcraft 3, I'm sorry, Warcraft 3.
I want to play as Katarina.
Of course. Wow. That is a naked woman. So Warcraft 3, much like StarCraft 2 or any of the games, had...
Okay, I'm back.
Thanks, Jimmy. Had maps that you could edit, and they had a whole map editing thing. And so these guys came together and made this cool map, mm-hmm. Where you did this 5v5 thing. And in Warcraft 3, it was a RTS, a top-down strategy game, just like League of Legends. But it had base building, resource building, all that kind of stuff. But one of the thrusts of the game that a lot of RTSs haven't done since is that you had a hero in your team that you would either have as many as three on your team or as few as one. Mm-hmm. And you build an altar or a shrine or something, and you would produce one of three or four heroes that you could choose between. And they all had their own individual powers. And as you played that map, you upgraded your hero to have more skills. When he hit level 6, he had an elite skill that he could do, or she. And then there were creatures on the map that you could go and like raid individually. So there'd be goblins with some chest, and you would get their gold, and that would build you up.
Build up.
But it would just be for that map, like he's describing for League of Legends. And as soon as you go on to the next level, like after that map's over in the campaign, your hero starts at zero. You have to spawn him all over again, so on and so on and so forth. So this map that someone built
is a video game spinoff.
Exactly. It was so ridiculously popular that the folks that eventually made Riot were like, let's make a game that looks almost exactly like this, but is different enough, and it has blown up into this mega... Riot Games is in Forbes magazine. It is one of the 20 best-run companies on the planet to date. Yes. They are making money hand over fist with this game, which is essentially characters running up and down a lane killing stuff. Am I right, Jimmy?
Yes, it is, actually.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a DeviantArt League of Legends named Benny Lee, and that looks like a group of people I would like to hang out with. Actually, the guy holding the belt kind of looks like you, Jimmy. That's not very interesting on an audio medium. But
we'll put it on our page.
Yeah, why not? So, so my question was, while you were taking the phone call from your bro...
I hope everything is okay.
Bro?
Bro. But tell me if there's a game that's like, say, what games would I like... I guess what I'm trying to say is, if I like this game, then I would also enjoy League of Legends. You know what I mean? If I like X.
Recommended games. If you like these kind of games, you would
yeah,
try
then
League
you should
Legends
check out League of Legends. Yes.
I would. There's some. The real thing that drew me into League of Legends was not so much the RTS. I thought that the RTS elements were really cool, mm-hmm. but really the aspect that drew me into League of Legends was the fact that it was just straight up PvP in the quasi World of Warcraft style that I always enjoyed. World of Warcraft, PvP was my favorite thing to do.
Oh.
Always was my favorite thing to do, and I saw these guys. It's like 5v5. It's like, hey, it's like you're going into an arena in World of Warcraft, but you respawn and you go back in and you go kill them again. What could be better? So I tried it out and I enjoyed it thoroughly. But the downside to somebody who enjoys that style of play is that you can enjoy that kind of play for about 10 levels on your account. That's different from your level on your champion. But once you get past that point, it starts going into the way that the actual game is intended to be played, in which it's more based around you need to kill the other players. But in the process, if you kill a majority of the other players and don't take an objective, you've literally almost done nothing.
Oh, you've wasted all the time.
Yes, right. That's right.
There's
I experienced.
Objectives laid over the map there, throughout the in-between the lanes, which is called the jungle. There's two jungles. And in the top jungle, there is a monster called Baron Nashor. And in the bottom jungle, there is a monster simply just called the Dragon.
Are you telling us that there is only one map in this entire game?
No, there is not just one map, but that is the map that is used for the professional plays and the tournaments that everybody is all talking about and the esports. That's the only map that's used for that.
Wow.
It's called Summoner's Rift. There are other maps and other game type objectives. There's a hold the base type map called the Crystal Scar.
Ooh.
And it is called a Dominion map, in which you have 5 objectives and 5 teammates, and your team's supposed to go out there and control the resources that are on the map. And when you're controlling the resources, you drain the other team's Nexus's health. The Nexus is what powers your team, and your job is to in every League of Legends map, period, your job is to destroy the Nexus in the way that's prescribed by that map mode.
So am I right then?
The resources attack the Nexus of the enemy team, and when the enemy team's Nexus loses all its health, it explodes and you win.
So am I right in that, just so I can make sure that I know, like, if you like the RTS-esque RPGs, then you will love League of Legends.
Yes, absolutely.
I think his point, because that was going to be my question, is what do you like about this? And it's the PvP, because I love me some RTS. I love it. And I'm not great, like Jimmy is, at the balancing of resources and base building. I've developed the skill, but I'm not naturally gifted at it. But I love all those elements of
StarCraft.
It's great for you, the only resource that you have to manage is your gold.
Yeah, see, you're essentially playing 3 games simultaneously with a standard RTS. You've got a combat game, you've got this simulating game, and then you've got this economy game. And you're doing all of them in real time. For League of Legends, it's only combat. That's all you're doing, and everything is about timing your attack and pulling your attack back and knowing when to push and when to pull back.
Right.
And and I have yet to understand it, but that I'm glad you explained it, that it's the glory of PvP and the psychology of dealing against another person that is the draw to it. Because I played against a computer and was bored out of my mind.
Yes. Did you play? Oh, okay. Kevin, we're going to have to play, and I'll have to teach you a little bit.
Whoa.
All right.
Sounds like a date night.
Okay. Bring it up.
You got me into Guild Wars 2. I'll get you into that. I still haven't gotten a computer that can handle Guild Wars 2, unfortunately. So I'll work on that in the future.
Meow, bro.
Well, Jimmy, thank you so much for bringing us up to date of League of Legends. What do you think is next for Riot Games? What would you like to see their next title be?
I don't know. They've pretty much set a very, very high standard for themselves with their, you know, I'm not familiar with the history of Riot, but this is their big emergence if it isn't their first thing so far. So if this is their first project, they've already set an incredibly high standard, and I'm not sure that I could draw any conclusions as to what they got next.
You're a very articulate young man. Mm-hmm. Well done. What are you studying? What's your schooling there?
Music education.
Well, awesome.
It's going to be like Mr. Holland.
Yeah, I take your class.
Yeah.
Well put together.
What are you making stir fry now? What's happening over there?
I'm making stir fry?
Yeah. I just heard somebody getting chopped or something is what it sounded like.
Oh, that's me just I'm tapping my beer bottle cap on the table.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Jimmy
so
Johnson.
Much. Jimmy Johnson, everybody. Jimmy Johnson. Yay!
You should come out to my next race and watch me win. I'll bring home the Sprint Cup in the name of the
He's making a NASCAR joke. I feel it's funny this is also a venue that I would have to explain that reference. But what do you want to throw out? Is there like a gamer tag that you can have on League of Legends in case we have other listeners that would like to say, hey, I want to play with Jimmy Johnson. That sounds like fun. Do you want to throw that out
there?
Sure,
absolutely. My summoner name is Crimson A, which is spelled just like the word crimson, C-R-I-M-S-O-N plus A-E. It's the same on Guild Wars 2.
University of Alabama. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. We'll talk to you later.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, good times. Jimmy Johnson on the show, talking about League of Legends.
Wasn't there a coach of the Cowboys named Jimmy Johnson?
Yes, but he is now irrelevant as a sportscaster, although he's my favorite coach by far.
I was going to say, he was like the man. Yeah. Every time I read his name, I'm like...
He has
to know who Jimmy Johnson, the coach of the Cowboys,
is. Yeah, he does. It's just that he's the more... Jimmy Johnson, the driver, because
there's also a driver named
Jimmy
Johnson.
There's a NASCAR driver that won 5 NASCAR championships in a row.
Oh, what do you get for that? Like a Netflix free subscription for a year or something?
Yes, at least. At least. I think he also gets unlimited data on his cell phone.
Because it's a Sprint. My uncle once asked me, he said, why is it that NASCAR can be the most popular sport in the nation, and yet football gets all this attention? I said, I don't know. I didn't know that NASCAR was the most popular, but I know that NFL is the most profitable. And he said, oh, well, there it is.
The NASCAR is the most viewed
sport.
That's what it is.
But the NFL is the most profitable sport.
The most popular.
No, profitable.
Well, I'm not saying it's not profitable. I'm saying that as far as this is where it gets mixed up.
What are we fighting over?
We're not fighting.
Oh, no. Your point. Yeah. NASCAR. They were saying the same thing. NASCAR is the most viewed sport.
Yes.
The NFL is the most lucrative sport.
Yes. As far as like it has the most money in it, is what you're saying.
And generates the most income.
And most of that is due to the fact that the NFL is a franchise.
Yeah.
Whereas NASCAR is a.
Is a true sport.
No. It's a. What's it called? Oh, it starts with an S, and now I can't.
Celery.
I want to say sovereign, but that's not right at all. But they over, in
xylophone.
A sense, all of the racing teams are not affiliated with NASCAR as a corporation, whereas in the NFL, all of the teams are, in a sense, owned by the NFL, but they are franchised out to their individual owners.
And that's why because my wife was asking me this, how do they get the rights to all the images of all the players? I said, it's because the NFL owns them.
They own them.
By playing, they own the franchise, they own the teams, they own it all.
And the players they own under the players union, and then the NFL franchise teams, like all the team logos are owned under the NFL.
But are the... So when they, if you own a team, you have to work with the NFL. No, with the NFL. If you own a team in the NFL and want to move cities or change your identity,
you cannot do it without the approval of the NFL.
With the NFL, yeah,
the commissioner and the like. I'm sure there's some kind of board or something.
Which is why they stopped the Seattle Seahawks from moving down to Anaheim back in 1999, because they said, no, we want to keep this market alive.
Yes,
and now. They're begging them. Somebody, please move to Los Angeles.
Please, someone. Please. There was some talk about San Diego doing it.
I thought that was still happening.
I think that would just be horrible for them. But that's for a football podcast, I guess.
Madden. Why would that be? Who would be terrible for San Diego?
That would be horrible for San Diego.
The government does not. The city of San Diego are not fans of the Chargers. That relationship.
The city itself, as far as like the government, like you're saying, yes. But I think that the team has a rich history. It's like they were talking about the Niners moving to San Jose, and everybody's like, "You can't be called the Santa Clara 49ers."
Right, right. That's not a thing.
That's not a thing. And so the city of San Francisco was suing the NFL, saying that you can't call them the San Francisco 49ers if they're not going to be in San Francisco, because they're saying, we want them here. And the NFL, the team, is saying, well, then we want you to build us a new stadium, jerks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they wouldn't do that. So it's like, that was what was going on. Now they finally settled, and they get to be the San Francisco 49ers, but
of
play
Santa
in Santa
Clara.
Clara.
Well, their training camp was there, so it makes the commute much easier.
Their headquarters was there and everything.
Yeah, much easier.
I can't wait for Great America to be leveled to make a parking structure.
They took down this theme park to put up a parking
Ooh, pop, pop, pop. What you guys are going to do is look for Now 7. I know that your Now discs are in double digits. For our millennial
Wait,
listeners.
They started earlier than that? I don't understand.
Is the first one called Now 1 or just Now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Yep.
Let's go to the news feed. This just in, news.
I cheated.
Sony had a surprise announcement earlier this week that the new PS Vita TV would hit the air, and I wish we could have your 5-year-old son come in and explain it, because
he wouldn't know.
It's the most confusing device I've ever seen. I don't understand what it does.
My understanding was that it is a set box.
Yep.
So it's like a thing that lets you plug your Vita into your TV to make it playable like a console.
Yes. Also, which is silly, because the one of the criticisms it's getting is that so many games have the instructions to have the functionality that the Vita has. So you've got to be able to have touchscreen, like Uncharted, the game that came launched with it. It's got all the it can do everything. You touch the back controller, you touch the screen, you tilt it left, right. But your PS4 can't do that. You can't touch the screen when you play with your PS4. It's not magic. So all of the games that require that functionality won't work.
But is there something that says that, because here's what my understanding is that all they're really saying, in a sense, is that we have made a very fancy cable to let you be able to project
wirelessly
the image that is on your PS Vita, and we're going to now be able to let you see it on a big screen TV, and it's still going to be on your Vita. You manipulate the touch screens
on both. No, the point was that you could use your PS4 controller
on your Vita
to play Vita games on your TV.
I know that the PS4 has a rear touchpad.
Oh, does it?
Great. Yeah.
But no touch screen.
No touch screen thing.
Yeah.
I think they have something on there that lets you.
So that's one functionality. The other functionality that is pretty mind-blowing, am I destroying your studio? What's happening behind me? Is that it will allow, it transforms your PlayStation 4 into a satellite broadcast for all your televisions in your house. So you can turn on your PS4 in the living room and watch a movie and then walk into your bedroom and play a PS4 game even though the PS4 is in the living room.
Wow.
So that's what the PS Vita TV does for you, is it broadbands it across.
Why do you think they called it a PS Vita TV instead of just a PS TV?
Probably, that's a good question. I think to...
It seems like makes it sound like you don't need the Vita.
You don't. I think it's to because of this forward compatibility, or like swap compatibility, and probably also just to bring a little brand recognition to the PS Vita. But you're right. Why wouldn't it be PS TV? Maybe there's some reason. If you made it PS TV, Is that a thing? Post syndrome?
Well, we got to get Jimmy back on the phone. I don't know.
He's such a musical genius.
I'm such a derp myself.
Derp, 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 derp. So here's the fun thing about it is it costs $100 here in the States or $150. And you can plug your game cartridges from your PS Vita directly into it.
Oh, wow.
So that's one of the elevated elements of it. So
in that sense, it also functions as an adapter to play your PS Vita games on your PS4.
That's the idea. Yeah. So, but that's the upper model. That cost another $50, $150. Here's the fun thing is that it bumped up the stock for PlayStation by about $2. So that put some money in daddy's pocket.
So did the CEO call you with the good news now that you're a stockholder?
Yes. Yeah. We're good buddies. I go to the lunch.
How much money have you made now?
$20.
Nice. Nice. You're a mover and a shaker. They're going to start having to call you to sign off on some decisions.
Yeah, probably.
You know what you should do? Maybe talk about shutting down that Spider-Man franchise.
That'd be good. Yeah, those jerks.
Get them out of
there. They're like, come on, sell that off.
Yeah.
Get into the hand. Let's do our own thing. Stop making Spider-Man movies. Start making Sly Cooper movies.
Right?
.com.
Just get a Facebook page for that.
Would you get? You're getting the PS4. You have it delivered. You have it.
It'll come on November 15th or something like that.
It's so good
I
for you.
I think it is.
Will you get the PS Vita TV?
No.
You own a PS Vita.
No.
Why not? Why do you hate America?
I don't hate America.
Those questions are the same.
Oh.
So if you don't hate America, then you have to buy the PS Vita TV.
Correction. I hate America.
Ah, yes. Why do you want the terrorists to win?
Because I hate America still? Or is it because I don't want a PS TV?
Yes, that's right.
PS Vita TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't have the whole point of the PS Vita for me is that I get to play it. Well, you know, like
go on.
not on my TV. Like I have a PS4 to play on my TV, mm-hmm. and then I have a PS Vita to play when I'm not in front of my TV or when my TV is being taken care of by my children or my wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it exists for more.
But what about the idea of being able to play PS4 games anywhere in the house?
Because of having that's the thing. I only have one TV. So why would I want
to? I'm going to a little reverse Back to the Future with you. Nobody has just one TV. Come on. He's messing with you.
I live in 1985.
But think of this. We're here in Studio B, uh-huh. Gamerland Studios, Warsham, Topia. If you could stick another TV out here, make this the man cave that it was meant to be.
I could.
You could be out here working on your reel.
Right.
And really just be playing Last of Us or whatever.
If I was out here working on my reel and playing Last of Us instead, then I would very quickly not be able to afford the man cave.
I see. It's a slippery slope, my friends.
Yes, exactly. Now, I will eventually buy a TV in here, but it will primarily be for guests. Natalie seems to think that it will be a place where people will come and watch, like, the Super Bowl. Negative on that one, Ghost Rider.
Why would we do that out here?
I don't know, because then it wouldn't be in her way, I think is what her... I think is what she's getting at.
That's just evidence of 15 years of relationship right there. You could see right through it.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, why would...
I didn't take 15 years.
I'm like, why in the world would you want to watch the Super Bowl? Oh, because it's out of the house. The TV viewing of the worst thing on television could be done somewhere else. Listen, if it weren't for the Super Bowl, though, she'd have nothing to do.
Right.
She would have no Target to go to or no, you know, the frozen yogurt.
She hates America.
She hates America. She's the reason why the PS Vita will fail.
No, I think that, yeah, that's what she wants. She wants this because it has a counter and a little mini fridge that has... Mini fridge implies where men hang out.
I see.
That's what women think. If you buy if you set a mini fridge out in the forest, because that's why you would need to catch a man. Like, you know what I mean?
You bait it.
Yeah, that's the bait. Is you hook up a mini fridge, you throw some beers and sodas and chocolate bars in there, and then very soon you will have a herd of men that you could come and choose your mate from. That is how it would have been had we not developed a club to beat over women's heads and drag them back to our case.
Alternate reality. You know, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That's the slider quantum leap that Ziggy couldn't predict.
So many references. I can't handle it. Let's go behind the controller.
Is this where the battery goes?
So there was this nasty internet rumor floating about that our friends at Sanzaru Games had closed. I can't remember. I wish I could pull the
close the rumor, or that they had shut down shop.
That they'd shut down shop. Oh. So this one site said, does anybody know if Sanzaru is still around? They haven't updated their webpage in 3 months, and the Facebook hasn't been touched in a while. And if you go to Sanzaru.com right now, it says Sly Cooper Thieves in Time. Info coming soon. So it was a valid for as internet rumors go, there was a little like natural concern.
If Mr. Kramer still listens to the show, yeah, it's probably not from his office. Yeah, it sounds like.
Exactly,
dude. If you need a place to crash, come on down to my house, bro. We could play video games in my man cave.
But then I saw somebody had actually posted it on our page, on our Facebook page, a link to an email interview with Matt with like 20 questions, and they had just asked him a bunch of stuff, and one of them was, what are you working on next? And he alluded that they had a couple of Xbox titles possibly in the works and some other projects coming along. So I just chatted with him over email and said, hey, great to see you're still around. I'm glad to hear that the internet rumors are not true. And he confirmed that, yeah, the companies grow and shrink in between projects. Like, I think, you know, if you work in a bank, you know, you're going to have a job.
Which I do not.
Yeah, but your wife does. Uh-huh. you're probably always going to have a job, right? As long as you're performing or doing well, the market exists, you're going to be doing. I think there's a lot of jobs like that. You work in a grocery store, mm-hmm. you're gonna work in a grocery store.
These are necessities of living.
Right. And in gaming, like, we talked to some of the guys that animated for Thieves in Time. They stopped working. They made the game, they did their stuff, and then they get let go. Mm-hmm. And that's just the regular cycle of life. So the company has shrunk because they're not working on a project. Later, when they work on a big project, they'll hire more people for it. And they have, you know, they're there for 10 months or a year and a half or something.
So in the shrinkage period, the first guy to go was the web guy?
Yeah, apparently.
And then the social network guy?
Yeah. And they let him, like, we've got nothing to work on. You know, it kind of makes sense, though, because if you are, the point of the company is to sell what you're making. If you're not making anything that's sellable currently, get rid of the social media intern. Like, you don't need to be paying her salary. Just.
Wait, they got paid interns?
You were paid.
Maybe that's why this thing went under.
Yeah.
Paid as an intern?
Did you?
No.
Where did you intern? Weren't you on the Justin Warstrom show?
Yes. Wait, what? I think I was on the Justin Warstrom
show. When are we going to get Garrison Keillor on here? Man, that guy's a genius.
I tried this with Brent Spiner and it failed.
Try with Garrison Keillor.
All right.
There's one man that needs to be on some video game podcast. It's Prairie Home Companion host Garrison Keillor.
I once saw a video game. It was in a lovely coffee shop next to Washakaw Lake.
Well done. Lake Wobegon.
That was a different lake.
Oh, I see. It was somewhere else.
It's where he goes on vacation when he's not at Lake Wobegon.
Do we have time for the inbox?
Yeah, let's do it.
Want to open it up? Scary inbox.
It's all right. We have three emails to go through. The first one, let's save that one for last. We got a couple from Vince.
We got a whole nother show after this one.
That's true.
Let's do Vince today.
He's got a couple. He says, it's me. Well, I'll do them in chronological order. Hey, guys, it's me, Vince.
Oh, I'm so glad you changed it, because it would have really messed things up if you had done those out of order.
Well, here's number two. It's me, Vince, again. See, it would have been.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
There was some finality.
Really weird.
All right.
Because I think he said, they're only 4 days apart. But anyway, he says he's from the guy who won the Red Ring of Death, is what he's saying, and he has some questions.
What do you imagine he does with that? To catch us up, you had the Red Ring of Death.
I had the Red Ring of Death, and I did not want to pay to fix it. I just bought another Xbox, and then I just said, all right, first person to say I want it on our Facebook page, I'll ship it to you. And so then...
How much did that cost you?
A lot. And, not but like 40 bucks, 50
Oh, my gosh!
And
you could have had it fixed for that much.
I think I did.
Yeah.
Well, the funny part was is that then it got shipped to the wrong address. And so it just randomly went to some other person. And so then luckily that person then took it back to UPS. That was the last time I used UPS for anything.
Oh.
I no longer ship with UPS.
This is not brought to you by UPS.
Yes, suck it. Unpredictable shipping is what I will call them. Anyway, and he says anyway, number one, when are we going to have that PlayStation All-Stars Day? My character of choice has moved from Sly to Jack, so I'll be able to mix up all my all Sly matchups now. That, and I've wanted the that day for months. So is there, can we get something on the books? I do not have All-Stars, so this falls on the shoulders of Mr. Miller.
You need to get it. How do you not have it?
Because I got Last of Us and God of War.
You could get it on your Vita.
Hitman.
Does that entice you?
No.
Really?
I'm not a big fighting game
Have you
person.
Played it yet?
Yeah, I played it at your house.
For how long?
However long I was at your house.
You got to play it for at least 6 hours before you like it.
Oh, gosh.
Did you love it when people tell you that about TV shows?
Oh, no.
Like Heroes. Like when that show was big on NBC. And I watched the pilot.
Watched 6 seasons?
And yeah, I watched the pilot and I was like... And they said, "Well, you gotta get to at least the fourth episode before you like it."
They're
like,
kind of right.
No, you but
just skip to number four.
Then they needed to say that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to watch. At least you're economical. You said the same thing with 30 Rock when I was like, "Oh, I missed the beginning." You said, "Don't even bother. It's a totally different show."
Yeah, every day.
And it is. It's a very different show than it was in the first four episodes. Yeah. Don't bother.
Yeah, just do it.
Ugh, no, I'm not watching Heroes, though.
So, when do you want to set up a day and throw it out there to do a PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale?
April 31st.
Okay. Of 2014, everybody. If you're listening to this in the year 2014, Kevin and I have passed. So, we will not be doing another PlayStation All-Stars in 2015.
And now, a montage of those we have lost this year. Justin Worsham. Kevin Miller. Why is it always Jurassic Park? let's get that game going. You know, or just message me, Vince, and I'll play with you. Who else wants to play this game?
Throw I think it up a lot of wall. People that like this show. If they're all fans of Sly, then
that's fair enough.
Oh, you're saying who? You're literally asking the question.
Yeah, like I know Vince. I know people play it.
Yeah,
but you know what other listener is like? Oh yeah, gotta get on that.
Okay, well throw a message up on the Facebook page. Say I want to play PlayStation All Stars, and we'll work it out from there.
There you go.
Number two, I've really been getting interested in the Marvel comic character Deadpool. I was wondering if you guys had an opinion on him. He just had a game released where he's voiced by Nolan North. Of course, I know that because I have a ginormous man crush. Heads up, Nolan North may be coming to this very studio in 48 hours.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
He's going to be a guest on the Dad Podcast.
That's cool.
He has meetings. I can give you inside information on Nolan North's life. He has meetings on Thursday. And if the meeting gets canceled, he has a 2 p.m. recording here in Burbank, probably at Nickelodeon.
Wow.
Just saying. He didn't say that. I did.
There's a lot of studios in Burbank, though.
Well, that's probably true.
Just with those that don't live in Burbank or anywhere in Los Angeles, Burbank has more sound studios than any city I've ever known.
Yeah, there's it goes Starbucks, dispensaries, and then sound studios.
Seriously, like voice-over studios in Burbank. You drive down main drags and you pass like three or four. It's very weird.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
And
also Nickelodeon is here.
Yes, also that. There's also that. But anyway, I did see that. I was going to say he didn't tell me. Like, of course, we don't hang out. But I wish.
You should.
But anyway, I did see that game. It popped up on like a recommend. I was surprised. And here's the reason why I don't think it was advertised very much, or at least maybe in our area, is that this game is like explicit. And it's my understanding from Kevin telling me that the character Deadpool is the one of the only comic book characters that understands he is a comic book character.
I think the only recognized one
that's
his thing. He always knows that he's outside.
And he does a lot of like breaking down the fourth wall and commenting and stuff like that.
I think his Wikipedia page still has him commenting and saying, "Oh, do I still talk in green bubbles?" Like, that's
funny.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. So, the other thing was that Nolan North has been voicing. They hired somebody for the, I think it was like some Thor versus Hulk-esque movie or something like that. They hired somebody to be Deadpool, and they did not like what he did, but the movie was already animated. So, he went in there and did ADR, and they just let him improvise the dialogue. Like, he would hear what everybody else had said, and then he would say something or whatever, and that's how he kind of landed, because they literally brought him in and said, "We'd like you to do what you do."
Yeah,
and so I have that on my Amazon wish list, and I will for sure be purchasing it.
That Nolan North is in every freaking thing. He is everywhere. I can't play a video game without
him. He's a phenomenal talent.
There's Nolan North. There he is.
He's a phenomenal talent.
He's everywhere.
I can't wait to hear about his kids.
I sure hope he doesn't. You
how,
don't try to
how
make
sad
out
it is for them that they can never even touch his talent. How sad it must be for those poor, poor children.
That's what somebody said when I posted that picture of Quinn when he was a month old laying on my chest. And somebody on Facebook said, oh, it's so sad. They'll never know how great it is that their dad is Sly Cooper. Like, what? I'm pretty sure he's going to like me more than that.
I think that's just somebody who's jealous that wishes their dad was Sly Cooper.
Or
that's what I
really
they
wanted to sleep on my chest while I played Guild Wars.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Probably.
Well, I think what it is, it's like people always go, what does your kid think that you're a comedian? I'm like, he doesn't care. He sees my face on CDs. Like, we would, like, if I saw my dad
he sees
on, a
his
CD,
arm on a CD,
we assume that we'd be like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But when it's part of your everyday world,
oh,
you don't even care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then you grow up to be Robin Thicke.
It's like Carolla talks about on his podcast that his kids constantly, like his daughter just said, when she said, what are you going to do when you grow up? She goes, I'm just going to have a podcast too.
Nice.
Like it's that easy. Like I'm just, it is easy to have a podcast, but she's also saying, well, I can
I'm gonna do what they
file
do.
This and do exactly what you do.
Right. I'm going to do what you do when you
grow up. Then they have a quote. It's on my phone. They put out a text alert where his son is saying it's just a waste of my time to practice baseball because he hit an in-the-park home run based on all the other kids playing T-ball having errors, and that's the only reason he got the game ball, and it pissed off Adam Carolla. And so he was saying, you know, Dad could take you out, and he said on the show, he goes, ah, it's just a waste of my time. And so they took that soundbite and made it like an alert that you could buy for your phone, and he made a ton of money. It was incredibly popular. So he thinks his job is he's just going to – he goes, I need another alert. I want to do another text tone. To make my ringtone. That's what he goes, that's what his job is going to be. He's just going to say things. And that's what I think is funny is that that's the reality of your Sly Cooper statement is that they just kind of think, well, that's – well, now I'll just do this. I'm already famous.
It's set.
It's done.
Game companies don't shrink and grow.
But you're more the comic book person. What is your opinion of the character Deadpool? I think it's very funny. I read a few of the comics. I like the movie Deadpool more than I do the comic version, but I also made the mistake, I think, of reading early versions because I like to read
What's
everything.
What's this question specifically? Do I like him?
What do you think of the character Deadpool?
I think he's great. I think it's fun. I mean, there are 20,000 comic book characters, so I'm not super versed on him. But yeah, I think it's great, and I think it's fun that Nolan has a voice for him in the games. If you recall from one of the X-Men movies, I think it was X-Men Origins or Wolverine Origins or something, he was a mute.
Yeah,
he didn't speak at all, which is just ridiculous. Yeah. It's like.
But then in another following movie, Ryan Reynolds played him.
Yeah, but it'd be like taking the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and making them aliens.
Yeah,
I mean it's that kind of like.
Wait a minute.
Why are you doing this? Why? I mean, because I'm not a. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. So I'm not a slave to continuity, right?
Yeah.
Like you know, if a product is what it is. Or, you know, you have to be able to change the package that something's in. It's like if it was a book first and then it becomes a movie, it can't be a translation of the book directly to the movie because they're different mediums. They do different things. And so I'm not a stickler for that. Next week, let's talk about The Hobbit and the people that get totally up their panty wads when they change
language.
Anything. but if you're going to be like, I'm going to do the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and make them aliens, it's called the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I mean, it's in the name.
That's like, a very solid point, actually.
Yeah, like, why?
I never thought of that.
Why are you even messing with it? Like, don't do it. If you want to make it something, make something else. But like that, you know, you can only change, so you can only move it so much before you're doing something else.
But how much do we really expect? Megan Fox called him a dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, and she's like a sweet girl.
Yeah. Well, she's got to be damaged too. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like she's into bad boys.
Probably.
You know what I mean? And if she goes, no.
I don't know. I don't know her.
Dick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were.
She's also coming over here to do a dad podcast.
Man, how do you. Man.
Yeah. It's people like talking
when
about kids.
When you have Zooey Deschanel on, then I'm coming to
Does
the
she
show.
Have kids?
Probably.
She's going to be on the show in 3 weeks.
Probably not. Yeah. We got time for one more Vincentism. Then we got
to
go.
When are you guys going to do more live shows? I want to pop in on the chat rooms and have Kevin tell me more about how I'm hilarious like he did that one time.
You're pretty funny, Vince. You should play League of Legends. You could have been on today.
Oh,
bump,
snap.
Bump, bump, bump,
snap a doodle
bump,
day bump, all day dun, long.
Dun, dun, dun,
what are you doing?
Oh, I was playing the theme song.
Oh, to close the show?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
That was our show. Oh, I get it now. That was our show. You can send us an email to show@gamerlandpodcast.com. You can send questions to questions@gamerlandpodcast.com. Don't forget to join us on Facebook. All of our likes need to move over. We need to get everybody over to Facebook.com.
I kind of gave up. We're just the second funniest Gamerland podcast. We're one thing.
Just give the... Well, never mind. Also, you can follow us on the Twitter at Gamerland Podcast. Or, yes, Gamerland Pod. I'm sorry, Gamerland Pod. And the big thing, though, that we always are talking about is please throw a like to Facebook.com/IWantSlyCooper in his own animated series. Let's Betty White this bitch and do it upright. And we can make this into a show. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.